Underneath the cool silver silence is more noise. The scraping of 14,000 teeth. A river flowing over all the time we ever imagined. They could not hear you. They did not have ears. It was 9 p.m. You were 15 and you were going to kill yourself. But the razors were dull as flat beer. Boredom has always been a trigger. You yawn and find yourself drawn in pencil, never ink. You find yourself drawn to green algae, nettle, any ivy clinging. You say to yourself, the deep water runs underground. You say, it is a snail life. You coat yourself and say, I am a detective, as if the slime will protect your soft body when the trail goes cold. When the trail goes cold, you say, it's a snail life, and you feel like you've been flung far from the front door. When the trail runs cold, you feel foolish, as if following a map ever got you anywhere. You counted on maps, yet nothing began and nothing came to call your name. Everything repeats and starts off again. If you had a tattoo, it would be a circle to remind you to zag sometimes. Be the snail. Be the cow. Be the beings that don't ask about rain. Look to the river and ask if you should be on it. If you can use your lungs to fill a sail or put your back into the row. Almost full circle, but not quite at home with yourself. Should you be here or should you have followed the river out to sea? To Amsterdam, to some place shells are used as currency. Now that would be a place to see. Everywhere is a place to see. You wouldn't see either if you didn't have eyes. There were many roads, streets, minor tributaries. Still, you don't speak, and you realize how loud the mallards groan when one is silent and walking alone. You don't have all the pieces, all the words. You don't have a body anyone can touch. No one will feel the weight of your ribs today, because you have only been a mind, a shell with no meat, at best a collection of nerves, asking everyone you meet if they know how blue the sky should be and which cities they prefer to drown. And would they let a neighbor make noise with their wife? And do they know a guy named Tony? Because you wouldn't, you don't. A body may have many beginnings, but only one end. In another life, you turned to Tony and you both cut your thumbs. You said, use your mouth, Tony. But you do not know anyone named Tony. Maybe Tony is a boat, and maybe you are only a sail. Look, in another life you both rolled down the hill. In another life she didn't drown, and her flock survived and surpasses. In another life the horse didn't buck, the mosquito didn't find her freckle, the smoke wasn't so bad, and she did what doctors said, though the doctors said bleed. She hit 95. In another life, you crawled out of the dirt and was cradled in her arms, cooed over and smooched. But these are other lives. And it is time now, you think, to look into reflective surfaces, to ride the circle, to say to yourself, I will be quiet, to say again, it is a snail life, and appreciate the small comfort that you are a snail scraping forward through a river.
Return to NN Contemporary Arts, and please don't forget to give back your MP3 player if you borrowed one. Thank you for listening and joining us on this tour commissioned by NN Arts. Poems were written and read by Catherine Layton and Ryan Van Winkle. Production and recording by Jonathan Pryor.